I've been listening to you guys. You know, that's probably the only two guys I listen to, and I appreciate you two guys. I know Carlton from when he first started. And Tiki, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm a big Giants fan.
Oh, I love it.
So I really appreciate what you did for the Giants. But I remember when he started as a kid. You know what? You're a good, I only show I list is this one right now.
Well, that's very nice. We appreciate it, man. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Okay. I cannot understand why Derek Jeter would not go to the old timers day. Let me explain this to you. Okay. I'm 73 years old, okay? I go way back when the Yankees were when they stumped in the 70s, and I followed them. Mickey Mantle went to old-timers.
Yeah.
Joe DiMaggio went to old-timers.
And they played. Whitey Ford played. I get you.
No. It's disrespectful for me as it's supposed to be a die-hard Yankee fan who paid tons of money through the years, okay? You don't want to. Who are you? Who is Derek Jeter? Really?
I mean, he could be busy though. Seriously,
what I find really interesting.
Does
he work
on the weekends?
What does he do?
Is he not on
on Fox?
Yes.
Come on, that doesn't count as working. He talks to A-Rod and David Ortiz about what he thinks is going to happen on
maybe
a Saturday night baseball
scheduling
game.
Conflict. Maybe his wife is pregnant again or something.
That's not what's going on.
Who knows?
I do know. And we all know what's going on. And we talked about this yesterday. I heard a lot more of it this morning and this afternoon on this radio station. Yankee fans are pissed off at Jeter. And I brought it up to John Flaherty yesterday, half jokingly, like, hey, what's up with Jeets? He's so afraid to play. That's what this is about. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play because he doesn't want Yankee fans to see him in a state in which he's not Derek Jeter.
Oh, come on.
That's what's going on.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
There's no way. He's been retired for 8 years.
It's been a long time now, yeah.
Like that. Maybe definitely longer than that.
2014?
Yeah.
Wasn't it 2014? So it was 11 years.
11 years.
Yeah.
So he can't be worried about what he physically looks like.
That's the reason he's not going to old-timers.
It's slow motion baseball.
I know that, but I'm not defending him.
There's
I'm explaining.
No way that's the reason.
That is the reason.
I refuse to believe that.
Oh, it's
until Derek Jeter comes out and says, yeah, you know, my body's broken down and I just don't feel like going out there. I will not believe that.
Now, here's a question. Can you quickly look this up, Tommy? Was Derek there last year when they didn't play the game? Like, I kind of thought he was, but correct me if I'm wrong about that. So what the Yankees did is they stopped playing the game about 5 years ago. I hated the idea because I think the appeal of Old Timers Day or the Alumni Classic, like Old Timers is now an offensive term, so we can't use it anymore or whatever. Like the Mets are calling it the Alumni Classic. It's Old Timers Day.
Right.
It's what it's been called for 70 years. It's Old Timers Day. It's Old Timers Day.
Why is that offensive?
Because you're an old timer. Do you want to be called an old timer?
I mean, I am an old timer.
Oh, okay.
I'm 50. So, like, what are you talking about?
Listen, I don't think it's offensive.
It's not offensive.
I think that's the reason they've changed
it. It's respectful.
I agree with you. But they stopped playing the game 5 years ago. Was Jeter there last year, Tommy?
According to the internet, he was.
Okay. This is about the game. But here's my issue. Because we've spent 24 hours now on this radio station where Derek Jeter is taking slings and he's taking arrows. And now I have to play an old game that we now play all the time in politics. It's called Whataboutism. You ever play Whataboutism?
I have not played Whataboutism, but
well,
it sounds interesting.
It's a great game. Republicans and Democrats play it all the time. When they get caught doing something badly, they say, what about blank?
Got it.
What about
the other guy?
Yeah, what about the other guy?
Right.
Can I play Whataboutism?
Okay.
And I'm sorry, guys. I have to be fair.
Let's go.
There's another athlete in this town who refuses to go to Old Timers Day for the exact same reason.
Who?
You know who?
I don't know who.
Oh, I'll say it then.
Okay.
Number five, David Wright.
Okay, but David Wright has got a jacked up back.
Oh, so that's the excuse?
It's like, it's debilitating.
Okay.
I mean, is it not?
I'm not dismissing his back issue, but he did not go in 2022.
Okay, but does he go and he doesn't play?
He did. This is only the second Old Timers Day the Mets have had since they put it away for two decades.
Right.
In 2022, he did not go. There's famous audio from spring training in which he's asked about it, and he's laughing and says, well, I'm not really an old timer. And he's smiling. And they're like, well, Daniel Murphy's going to be there. And he's like, well, he's an old timer. He had a great sense of humor, but said, no, I'm not going. and he didn't go. He was the one real missing link in 2022. Well, the Mets just announced.
Well, how old was he in 2022?
It was 4 years after he retired. So
he's not an all-timer.
He's out of baseball.
Okay, but if you're not eligible for the Hall of Fame, you're not an all-timer.
He's eligible for the Hall of Fame now.
Of course he is.
Is he on the roster for the 2025 Alumni Classic?
I don't know. Is he?
No. And so what I want to know from everybody listening to this radio station who called up yesterday, who called up today, calling Derek Jeter, these are real terms used about Derek Jeter. He's a douche. I heard that on the morning show.
He's not.
That was a caller. It wasn't Boomer or G right. saying that.
He's not.
But that's what people are
I'm
saying.
Just telling
he's
you, he's
selfish.
Not. He's not.
Teak, I'm defending him. What I want to know is, why is nobody saying that about David Wright? Like, David Wright has made clear he doesn't want to go to Alzheimer's
because he's not an old-timer?
He's retired!
Okay, but he's not an old-timer. Oh, retired doesn't mean non-old. I saw yesterday that JPP.
Yeah.
You remember JPP?
He's still playing.
He wants to come out of retirement.
Yeah.
And he wants to go back to the Giants so he can get 100 sacks with the Giants.
Oh, God.
To me, he feels, man, that was years ago.
Yeah.
JPP was playing right after I retired. I've been retired for almost 20 years. So how the hell is JPP still wanting to play?
No.
Because he's not an old-timer, even though he's probably old.
So your defense is Derek Jeter is an old-timer and David Wright is not an old-timer?
Yeah.
I mean, David's younger, but he's retired. And
how much younger?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
But look at the other guys going to Mets Old-Timers Day and Yankees Old-Timers Day.
Is anybody within 10 years of being retired?
Yes. Noah Syndergaard's going, and then he had to cancel because he signed a minor league contract.
Or because he's not an old-timer.
No, but he was going to go to the game.
He's not an old-timer.
Stop it.
He's playing. How are you an old-timer if you are still playing Major League Baseball?
But he was going to go is my point.
I understand that. But he was going to go because he was probably bored, and why not?
Daniel Murphy was in the minor leagues like a year and a half ago. I'm not killing David Wright. I'm merely asking why on this radio station is everyone so easy to bash Jeter and not say a damn word about David Wright? Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, it's okay for neither of them to play.
I think it's because the tradition, not only of just the Yankees, but of their old-timers day. I mean, the Mets just brought this in. This is, what, the second time they've done
yes,
it?
Yes, second time, yeah.
With the Yankees, it's been going on forever and ever and ever. And you're Derek Jeter, mm-hmm. and you're not showing up to this where you're supposed to be the captain, Mr. History. And David's like that, too, but I just think the actual event means more for the Yankee fan and the Yankee brand and their organization than it does for the Mets right now.
Well, I think it did for a while because the Yankees do it every year, so it's a tradition. But in a weird way, the Met Old-Timers Day has also become special because they was gone for so long.
Yeah.
So when they brought it back in 2022, it was a huge, huge deal. Look, we just have to make Derek and David feel comfortable. Mm. You don't have to play, man. Just come back, tip your cap, say hello, and then sit down. But I think for both guys, it's the same exact story, and yet it's being talked about very differently around here. They both don't want to play.
They don't
want to embarrass themselves, and neither guy is showing up, yet one guy is taking heat like he's the most selfish guy in the world, and the other guy, oh, we love you, David. Go back to California and coach Little League and soccer.
I just think maybe Derek Jeter thinks playing baseball is just not fun anymore. Seriously.
He lost his smile.
It's not fun anymore. Like, if you asked me to play football, I'd be like, hell no.
But you would go.
Of course I would
go. If the Giants had an old-timers flag football game,
right,
you're going to go and take a standing ovation, even if you're not going to play.
Yeah.
And that's all Jeter and Wright have to do.
He went last year.
Yeah, but because there was no game. I'm telling you, this is
crazy. How do you know something else is not going on?
Because Jeter and Wright, at times in the past, have made it very clear they don't want to embarrass themselves on a baseball
field. I don't think it's embarrassing themselves. I think it's they don't want to play baseball anymore.
Because they don't want to be looked at as something less than what they were.
I don't think it's you don't want to be looked at as something less than you were. You just have zero desire to do what you used to do. I have no desire to play football.
You wouldn't play a flag football
No.
Game, a Giants classic?
No, I wouldn't.
Giants should totally
I'm glad
do.
I have girls that are into cheer right now. Because they're not like, hey, let's go play football, Dad. I'd be like, really? Do we have to?
No, I get you. I just, look, my observation is it's odd to me how Derek Jeter has taken so much shrapnel over 24 hours, and David Wright, who is doing the exact same thing in no-showing Old-Timers Day or the Alumni Classic, whatever the heck you want to call it, is getting nothing. It's like, yeah, okay. Oh, is it because we saw him the other day for the number retirement? That's enough and we're good?
I can only speak for a handful of my friends that are Yankee fans. They have all turned on Jeter. They don't like him. They think he's a jerk.
Prior to this?
Correct. I think post-career, A-Rod has... Now he's a little bit of a panderer, but I think they love A-Rod more now than they like Jeter. I think they think Jeter said, whatever. I did my career there with the Yankees, now I'm this and that. And they think he's like kind of a jerk. So they already went into this with preconceived notions. And then when he thumbs his nose at Old Timers Day, it just adds to their fuel to the fire that they don't like him anymore.
The other guy who's not going to Yankees Old Timers Day is A-Rod. But what I don't know, and maybe you could find out, Deke, was he invited? He better have been. I'll tell you that right now. He better have been.
Was he previously invited?
Was he at an Old Timers Day last? I don't remember. Because when they weren't playing the game, I lost interest. Like, to me, I'm a big fan of the actual game. Can you look that up, Rosie or Tommy? Was A-Rod at an Old Timers Day quite yet? Because if he was, then sure, they invited him. He just decided not to come. Which is,
well, because I feel like he was there last year because they honored the championship team that he was on.
Oh, you're right. He had to have been there last year.
He was there last year.
Okay. He was.
And because they honored the team, I think they felt like we got it.
Was he there any other year? Let's go a little deeper on this then.
From the internet, and again, Tiki can confirm this, but last year was his first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can you reach out to A-Rod or someone who knows A-Rod and find out if he was invited to Old Timers Day?
Yes.
Because that would be a problem.
Well, here's what you do. Now you invite him. Because if you want to get Jeter there, you invite Alex there. This is what you do with like your wives or something like that. You invite.
This sounds like politics.
Correct. Invite A-Rod there and make it about A-Rod, and then all of a sudden Jeter will skip his way to the Bronx.
Well, one of the big things about Old Timers Day, and this used to be a real thing, ask the old-time Yankee fans, is who gets announced last. Because whoever gets announced last is the king. And Joe DiMaggio for a while demanded, I'm not kidding you, I'm going to give a history lesson, he demanded to be announced as the greatest living Yankee.
I ain't kidding you.
Really?
Yes. And that was a thing between him and Mickey. I'm the greatest living Yankee. Mm-hmm. And so Joe needed to be announced last. Eventually, they die. Yeah, both dies. And
then who was announced last?
I think Yogi? Yeah, I think Yogi. Probably for a while. Right. I think you're right. I don't actually know the answer to this.
I mean, it better have been Yogi.
Nowadays, who gets the royal treatment? Like, I looked at their roster for Old Timers Day. To me, it's clearly Mariano. Mm-hmm. Like, he would get the treatment.
Right.
But if A-Rod's there... Does A-Rod get it? Probably not. I don't know. Mariano, Pettit, Jeter, if he showed up.
Mattingly?
Nah.
You don't think so? Nah. Not over Mo.
He's not even a Hall of Famer.
I know that, but for a huge generation of players, I mean, David Wright's not a Hall of Famer, but he would be.
Mets history and Yankee history is very different. But don't make me bring that up.
No, but when
it's judged differently.
Hold on a second, though. A lot of the great history of the Yankees, those players have passed away, and if Jeter's not going to show up, it starts to thin out a little bit there.
No, I know, but if you look
Hall of Famers.
But if you look at Mets alumni classics, how many of those guys are even in the Hall of Fame? It's Mike Piazza. Like, Keith Hernandez isn't a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Gary Carter, unfortunately, is not here with us anymore. Like,
Doc is not.
Doc's not. Daryl's not.
Daryl's not.
Like, there's nobody. So, Hall of Fame is different when it comes to the Mets than when it comes to the Yankees.